Morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Still on our Vegas Venetian edition. You can see the Palazzo there in the background. That's actually connected to the Venetian. Yesterday we got out of Vegas. We got out of the Strip, at least. And we went to a park. Is it Red Rocks Conservation Area, something like that? It's like maybe 30 minutes of driving to get there. Beautiful. I mean, of course, it's desert, so it's a bit toasty, but beautiful area. Love the fact that we got to drive through. And the interesting thing to me about this is when you're in Vegas, it's all lights and gambling and girls and the whole shebang, right? Spend money, spend money, spend money. But not very far away was a place where you could really focus on something beautiful, natural, and simple. Relaxation is a lot like this. It's really not that far away. It's never that far away. It may feel very far away at times. And of course, like if you're standing on the Strip, you might just see lights everywhere in Vegas and not even be aware that there's still a natural world out there beyond that. Of course, there's nothing wrong with the lights in Vegas. That's fun. It's fun if you like to gamble. That's fun. You know, Vegas has a lot of entertaining opportunities. I'm not knocking any of that. I am saying that it's important for us to take some time to get back to relaxation. When you get back to relaxation, you add something to everything else. It's not only that that state, that moment is very powerful. Again, Jose Silva called these reference points. And when you get those reference points in, it may be a little bit challenging at first. It's really not that hard, but it may be a little challenging at first. But the more comfortable you get that reference point, you get it embedded, you go back again and again and again until it's just a part of who you are, then some of that relaxation starts to bleed into everything else. You find even when you're in a stressful situation or a very exciting situation that you have more ability to focus. You have more clarity because you've learned to focus in, you've learned to pay attention, you've learned to relax, and you've done it often enough that you're starting to bring a little bit of it with you everywhere you go. This is beneficial for any challenging social situation. It's beneficial across the board in your life. But if you're learning to get better at speaking, one of the reasons for many people is that you've got an idea you want to express, but you get a little too excited or you're a little too uncomfortable and you can't express it very clearly. When you learn to relax, and you learn to go deeper and deeper into relaxation, and you practice long enough, that it starts to bleed into the rest of your life, you'll find more and more that you're able to maintain a little bit of focus even when you're excited or even when you're anxious, even when you're stressed. In addition, you'll notice when you're getting a little too excited, a little too anxious, a little too stressed, and you can hit the brakes a little bit on that. You can remove some of the challenges from the environment, or you can remove the you from the environment, even if just temporarily. Get relaxed again, to recenter, to refocus. Relaxation is one of the most powerful skills I've learned in my life. It'll do many things for you, but it will absolutely help you become a better, more confident, more focused speaker. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks for spending a few moments with me this morning. We'll talk again soon.